This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, I believe this is the first time we've had him on this show, hopefully the first of many, several conversations with his father over the years. In fact, just this morning during the Two Man Game podcast, joining me now, he is Colorado's 5A Player of the Year from the 24-25 season. He's one of the best high school basketball players in the state of Colorado. Madden Smiley joining me. Madden, thanks so much, man, for giving us some time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for this.
Man, I've been looking forward to chatting with you, and you got a lot to live up to here because, I talk to your dad on a regular basis, and he's like a radio legend now, Madden.
Yep, yes, he is. He tried to be, but yeah, for sure.
Well, I tell you what, man, he is. He says it all the time how proud he is of you and your sister. But you see him beam when he talks about you guys, and not just what you do out on the court, but just who you guys are as people too. So it's really cool to see you. You got a great family, man.
For sure. No, I appreciate that. I mean, they're all right, but no, they're cool.
All right. So Wyoming's interesting. I know Sundance Wicks, and I know, you know, he's pretty much like an uncle to you, kind of, right? I mean, he and your dad are like best friends.
Yeah. So they played college basketball together. They were roommates in college. And, yeah, I mean, I've been around him my whole life. He's pretty much family. But, no, yeah, I've known him for, basically my whole life, and it's kind of crazy to see how it's kind of a full circle, and, you know, obviously going to him next year for Wyoming. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited for Sona. It's a great opportunity.
What was the recruiting process like? Because I know you had a lot of teams, a lot of programs interested in you, and I believe it was coming down to two for you. Was it Wyoming and Colgate?
Yep.
Is that right, Madden?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What was that process like? I mean, again, with you guys being so close to Sundance, I mean, he doesn't have to throw out his best recruiting stuff, does he? Probably a pretty casual conversation.
No, I mean, I think he threw out a really good pitch. You know, I mean, I think for me, obviously deciding I was going to go there was just, you know, kind of the opportunity I was looking at. I mean, it was going to be like, this is going to be the best fit. It was going to be the most that I wanted to go to. But no, overall, I mean, the recruiting process was great. Obviously, you know, every kid dreams of getting Division I scholarship offers, stuff like that. And I got so many opportunities that went my way. So, no, it was a lot of fun being able to play in front of coaches in the Under Armour circuit and doing that with a bunch of high-level guys that were on my team. But no, I mean, overall, the recruiting process, it was great for me.
What is that like for you? Because your dad does this on a regular basis. You know, he's calling these guys, he's meeting with them, he's talking to their family. So you've probably seen that process take place. So you kind of get that luxury. You kind of know what to look for. You know who's maybe, you know, selling you a bill of goods, man. You can kind of see through some of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure, and especially, you know, because I've been in cards with my dad when he's like been recruiting, and he's been talking to his kids. So it's definitely different, you know, when I'm on the other line of it, and a coach is trying to recruit me. But you know, it's definitely, I've had an advantage of it, especially being around it my whole life and being able to kind of hear what, you know, what my dad says versus what other coaches say. So I mean, I think that having him and having like gotten to see like how he approached it kind of helped me like kind of figure out what everything was going to be about. But no, he's definitely been a big advantage with me in the recruiting process.
We're talking to Madden Smiley, just committed to the Wyoming Cowboys. He's the 5A Player of the Year from a season ago. Helped lead Windsor to the program's first boys basketball state championship in 101 years. Madden, I mean, this Wizards basketball team is something else, man. And so are you.
100%. No, it was a crazy feeling to get back to the Coliseum. You know, sophomore year, losing the state championship, which would have been crazy to win it in the first time in 100 years. But I mean, to get back with that group of guys and be able to actually win it and actually accomplish that, which is the first time in over a century. So no, it was a crazy feeling. It was obviously something that you're never going to forget, and it's always gonna be there. But no, I'm just super grateful to be around this program and all the guys that are involved with it. And it was a great season, and we're obviously gonna try to go back this year and do it again, and that's obviously the main goal. But no, I'm super excited for it.
How much of a luxury is it having, you know, a successful college basketball coach be your dad and to be able to go to your stuff? I mean, Coach Smiley talks about this all the time, Madden, you
for
know,
sure.
With his coaching staff, like, we want our priorities, you know, we want to make sure we go get off practice earlier, whatever, go to our kids' stuff and enjoy that. Like, how important has that been to you growing up?
No, it's been important. I mean, obviously that he's tried his hardest to be able to get to everything, and he's not going to be able to make everything. And you know, obviously I've gotten to get used to it as I've gotten older. But no, he's been doing a great job. You know, obviously just trying to be there whenever he can. And then, I mean, with the point of him being a college coach and my dad, I mean, that on the basketball side helps me a ton. I mean, he just sees things in a lot of areas of the game that a lot of people don't see. So I mean, he's able to help me a tremendous amount. You know, it's like film. With just working out in general, with workouts, but no, I mean overall, like as I've gotten older and as I've kind of learned more about the game of basketball, I think my IQ has gotten a lot better just because of him and how much that he has known from the game.
How do you guys just talk basketball all the time? I mean, is it just basketball constantly?
No. I mean, honestly, we don't. I feel like we don't talk about, like, when we're in like a family setting, we don't talk about basketball a whole lot. I mean, we obviously talk about it a decent amount, but I'd say we talk about more just like. Just family stuff and like life more than the basketball aspect. But I mean, obviously there are definitely a lot of times where we can chop it up about ball for a little bit. But no, I mean, we don't usually like everyone probably think that we just talk about like basketball like all the time. That's all we do. But no, we don't like usually talk about basketball like a whole lot, I would say.
Do you like when you're sitting down watching, because I'm assuming you watch college basketball, you watch the NBA,
yeah, 100%.
And you
yeah.
sit down and watch that with your dad. Do you watch it like I'm going to say I'm a normal, like I don't have a dad that was a basketball guy. So we sit down and we just watch it as a fan. Does your 100%. Dad like pause it and be like, see that screen should have been a lot sharper? Like, do you do that kind of thing or do you just sit back and watch like a fan?
It depends. I mean, sometimes, I mean, I would say more breaks it down when it's college basketball. When it's the NBA, you know, NBA is obviously a different game, and it's kind of more just like, you know, the fast-paced stuff. And we kind of just more watch it just for fun, the NBA. But, I mean, he'll break those couple stuff down. But when we watch, like, college basketball, I mean, he won't, like, pause anything, but he'll just, like, point it out and, like, say if someone did something that's interesting, he'll, like, point it out to me. But, no, I would say the amount of basketball I watch it, like, a little bit technically, but... Besides that, I mean, I usually just try to watch basketball for fun because, I mean, if you're trying to get technical about it the whole time, it can be a lot. So, I mean, obviously, you just got to watch for fun sometimes. But no, there are definitely times where we can watch, and he'll try to break stuff down. I mean, after, like, practices he has, he'll show me the film and, like, show me a couple of pointers that he has. So, but I would say we don't really break it down a whole lot in terms of, like, the NBA and the college basketball world, but we're definitely a little bit.
How close in the decision-making process for you was Colgate? I mean, was it did it feel like 50-50 for a while?
I mean, yeah, it was close. I mean, I think the thing that I was super interested about Colgate was just the fact that they're just winners. They just win all the time. They've won their conference, I think, 5 of the past 7 years. And obviously that's a huge goal of mine is to make it to the March Madness tournament. I mean, I think that's almost every kid's goal is to play in a March Madness game. So, and the fact that they've done it so much over the past years, it was super interesting to go, just to go out and see how they run things and kind of try to see how they've been able to have that success. But I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, after that, I mean, I thought ultimately it was Wyoming, and I thought that Wyoming is going to be the best fit, and it's going to be the place like home, and it was the place, you know, I kind of connected with the coaching staff the most, the guys the most, and it just felt like it was going to be the right place for me to be at for college. So I'm super excited for it, but no, Colgate, it was a good experience to go see out and go on that visit.
Well, and I'm sure the parents are happy too. You're not that far away
100%.
Either. You get to be close to the family.
100%, yeah. And me and my mom talked about it a little bit. I mean, obviously, my dad probably wouldn't be able to make anything that far away. But even my mom was talking about it. She's like, man, I wouldn't be able to come to, like, almost any of your games. Like, a little bit I'd be able to go to. But, I mean, the fact with Laramie is it's just, like, an hour away from home. It's not far at all. You know, they're going to be able to make most of the games. My my grandparents are actually in Cheyenne, so they're, like, 30, 45 minutes away
from
Laramie. So I mean, it's really good to have the whole family, you know, just like right here, and that they'll be able to get out to a couple of my games and support me. So I know that's huge for sure.
Is Sundance Wicks as energetic as he comes across on social media?
100%. Now, he's the juice man, as some people like to
call
him.
The juice, yes. I love that.
He brings the juice all the time. But, no, it's super cool to see him. And, like, obviously, you know, I've known him my whole life. But watching him coach, and it's just like he just always does the juice. And watching, like, the practice when I was on my visit, it just, like, for me kind of noticing that, like, his juice kind of brings, like, a different level of energy to the practice. And, like, everyone's, like, going, like, crazy, and everyone's talking, and everyone has, like, energy to them, and it's, like, energetic, and, like, everyone's, like, having fun to be there. So, yeah. I mean, I think that the amount of energy that he brings to, like, the program and to the, like, just the game of basketball is just, it's huge for his teams, and they're going to be really hyped up all the time, and they're going to be crazy, but it's also very good with the technical stuff and, you know, like the right cuts and screens. But no, he definitely does bring the juice all the time. I can't remember the last time I've seen him where he doesn't have the juice, for sure.
When I first interviewed him, now I'd seen all the videos and stuff of him going to Wyoming, but then, of course, your dad's telling me how close they are. So they sound kind of similar. So, like, in an interview, you're talking to him, and then suddenly I can just feel that. Like, your dad's 100%. A pretty energetic coach, too, but my goodness. It's like Sundance is your dad, but after, like, 15 cups of coffee.
I know. It's hilarious. It's hilarious how much energy he has, but no, it's kind of cool to see, because it's unique how energetic he is and how, like, just passionate he is about the game of basketball. And it's really cool to see, like, how much he just cares for everyone on his team, and he just wants the best out of everyone. So, I mean, I think he's bringing a unique perspective, because you don't really see many college basketball coaches that are just that, like, energetic all the time and that, like, just hyped up. But I think for me, it's going to be great. I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you do there, man. What is it like? You know, college sports has changed so much. I mean, it's like throughout your time growing up, even when you got into high school, college sports has changed so much. You being, you know, Colorado's 5A player of the year, you probably had a lot more people outside of just programs and teams reaching out. I mean, NIL world, all of that stuff. How do you navigate through all that? You know, let's just call it what it is. It's kind of, it's fame, early on fame for you.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I think that a large part of who helped me in the process was my dad. I mean, obviously he knows, he's been around it a lot, and, you know, he's been with, like, you know, like, the agents, and, like, he kind of knows what the NIL world looks like just because he's a coach, and he kind of runs stuff at his school. So I think having him being able to, like direct me and, you know, kind of see what's real and what's not, and kind of, like, just help me through that world has helped me a lot, because a lot of people aren't going to have that, like, that connection where they have, like, their dad having connections with the NIL stuff and, like, have it, like, they actually know what it's about. So I think he's helped me a lot in this whole process.
You hear story after story now of just a bad experience, whether it's on the student athlete side or the business side, whatever. You just hear about that stuff all the time, so it's tricky.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, for sure. The NIL world, it's just changed college basketball so much, and obviously, as you said, it can get a little tricky and a little dicey, and some things aren't as real as they seem to be, and, you know, these agents can be a little tricky. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, as I said it before, I think he's especially just him being around it, and he just, like, knows what everything is, and, like, that just helped me a lot. And I haven't really had to worry about that part of the process, at least for me, like, going through it.
Last one for you, Madden. I talked to your dad a little bit about this today, and you know, how many of those conversations did you two have about you potentially playing for your dad? I mean, what was that like? And ultimately, can you take us through, you know, why that decision wasn't made? Your dad kind of went there today, but I wanted to kind of hear it from you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and we had talked about it a lot. I mean, obviously, kind of early in the recruiting process, you know, kind of seeing what was going to pop up and whatnot. And we know when we were talking about it, and when I'm, you know, going to see, you know, what I consider playing for my dad. And ultimately, the decision for me was just kind of like, I had been around college, like, kids coaches, or not college, like, just like coaches kids. I worded that wrong. I've been around coaches kids, you know, just through AAU and just through basketball in general, like, my whole life. And just, it's hard. It's hard to be a coach's kid. And, like, you know, you might get treated differently just because your dad's a coach, and, like, you don't. And my dad kind of broke it down. He was like, if you're the coach's kid on a college team, you're going to either want to be the best player or you're going to want to be the worst player. If you're in the middle, it's going to be hard, because when you're in the middle, it's kind of like, you know, if he's kind of complimenting you a lot, then it's going to be like, oh, it's just his kid. That's why he's doing it.
Sure.
But, I mean, if you're the best player, they're going to get it. Like, they're going to understand. But also, if you're the worst, I'd be like, all right, that makes sense. You know, it's his dad. He's going to go play for him. But I think for me, I just kind of wanted to get away. You know, I've been in Greeley for, what, probably 10 years now. And it's just, I kind of wanted to get away, you know, try to see some new stuff. And then obviously with the recruiting process, you know, like a lot of these coaches, like right when they start recruiting me, they're going to be like, hey, is he going to play for his dad? And it's just kind of had to, you know, break it down to these coaches, like, I'm not going to do it. And then, but they understood. They understood in the end. But no, I think that ultimately was the main decision for me, was just kind of, I'd been around it a lot and I'd seen what it was like. And I just didn't want to be a part of that. I kind of wanted to, you know, live in my own world, not trying to be under my dad's shadow. But I mean, that was basically it for me.
Yeah, wow, you just got a great head on your shoulders. I think the sky's the limit for you. And look, do me this favor, man. I want to be able to have these conversations with you, especially when you get over there to Wyoming, man. I want to follow your career.
Sure.
So would love to keep that 100% connection going.
Perfect. Let's do it. That sounds great.
All right, man. We might have a competitor for the two-man game podcast now. I mean,
There we go.
You
yes,
did
sir.
Fantastic. All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Matt, my friend, congratulations. Good luck on your final year on the high school side of things. We'll be paying attention. I'm sure we'll have Windsor on the schedule a lot in our preps coverage. So we'll look forward to that, too, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me out, and this was great. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Well, we'll talk soon. Madden Smiley, everybody. He's a fantastic player. Excellent young dude. 6'4", combo guard. Colorado's 5A player of the year in the 24-25 season. Led Windsor to the program's first boys basketball state championship in 101 years. That's the first time I chatted with him. I know Bruce Dick is... talked to Madden quite a bit on his program on Coach Speak, and I don't talk a lot to the preps guys until I kind of know where they're going, and then we bring them on. Not a lot of local guys do I get that opportunity to do that with, and Madden was pretty easy. You know, I just said, hey, Steve, can I have Madden's phone number so I can text him and see if he can be on, and boom, makes it easy. But yeah, I mean, he's going to be a hell of a player. I mean, I'm excited. The local thing's cool and all that, but with Wyoming, you know, like they're wanting to prove that you can, in this day and age of NIL and all that and transfer portal stuff, they're wanting to prove that you can have a consistent, successful basketball program there. And Madden's probably the type of kid that, you know, his commitment's going to mean a lot. What I mean by that is, I mean, he could tear it up in the first 2 years and maybe get opportunities to go to gigantic schools. But I don't see him as a guy that's just going to jump to make a jump. I think he's going to be a hell of a player. I mean, he obviously already is, but he's going to be, he's got energy too. I mean, you could tell he wants that. Guys like Sundance could probably, I don't know. They could probably wear on some if you just have that high energy all the time. But Madden's like, dude, he grew up, his dad's a fast basketball. That's what they're about, fast, high energy, go. And so Madden, I think, found the perfect spot. Eastside Chris, is Madden a senior? Yep, he's got one more year, and then he'll be a freshman next year playing for the Wyoming Cowboys. So very cool. 23 minutes after the hour. Michael, are you ready? We got the Thursday Night Special. Mr. Thursday Night is back. We're 3-1 on the year, off to a fantastic start. We got an interesting one tonight. Niners aren't a bad team. They have a lot of injuries. The Rams could be a great team, but we'll see. This is kind of an early test here, so we'll get to that if you're ready. Are you?
I'm waiting. I'm anticipating the best Thursday night
ever. We're going to go 4-1 after tonight, Mike. Maybe then you'll estimate me. 23 after the hour. It's the whole show. Thursday Night Special coming up next.
What's happening in your community? Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, Good Morning NoCo is on it. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.